April Armstrong. I am the founder and director of Skill 4 Inc., which is a nonprofit organization. I'm the president of A. Renee Painting Specialist.
Diversified game.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I'm going to paint you with some game to show you how you can tone your skills and also how your kids, if they're 16 and up, especially your daughters, I know I'm taking notes for mine right now with this interview. April Armstrong's going to give us the game on how we can, take our skills and get them for the better of the community, and how, as a having a painting company, how she created all of these things. Because you don't hear a lot of people like, I have a painting company, especially folks who are Black. Thought I was going to say people of color, huh? No, I'm going to say Black folk. So April, welcome to the Diversified Game. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, where do you want to start? You want to start with the painting career or
Yeah.
skills for which one?
Well, let's start with painting. Let's start with painting
Okay.
because that's short and sweet almost. Getting into construction at all, having been there over 30 years, came from being a good woman is the way I describe it, because my boyfriend at the time needed help with his construction company, general contractor, constantly complaining. And I said, if you show me how to do it, I'll help you. I was a flight attendant at the time, and flight attendant schedules, they're fluctuative. You got 4 days off sometimes, 2 days off in the middle of the week. So doing that, learned how to paint, learned how to do all the finishing trades, and decided after that relationship didn't work out in terms of growing a business. Sometimes it doesn't work where you can be in business with someone you love or family member, to go back to Miami, which is where I'm originally from. And I started my painting company to make that story short. When painting, I guess I was at it for maybe 6 years or so. My son was the little tyke. I was paying my bills as a painter, painting myself. I had a few guys on my team, and my family, since this is an entrepreneur show, my family came from two people that were entrepreneur minded, my brother and myself, always attempting to start businesses. My parents and my family would say, get a job, because they couldn't see me making money. They just saw me riding my bike, they saw me kicking it whenever I wanted to. They saw me sometimes in my painting outfit, but they didn't see the work. So my question to them became, are my bills paid? Yes, because I have my own house. Have I asked you for any money? No. Is daycare paid for with my son? Is there food in the house? Yep. Is everything okay with me? Does it look like I'm paying my car note? Okay, I have a job. I am working. I work for me. It's not always comfortable, but the strength of my belief in a divine power and God, if you will, always told me I was going to be okay. So I never worried about when I was going to get my next project. So I painted hands on. However, I did stop after a while because my hands were getting rough. So, you guys don't mind feeling like glass when you stroke us and feel our arms and make us feel comfortable. It's okay for you to feel like glass. But if we feel like glass, you're running for the hills. So I got a construction management degree so that I can go to a different level. But painting now has become something that I want to do as an owner that will not stop at painting walls. And we can paint any surface, anything that's a surface, there's a primer, there's a proper preparation that will allow us to do whatever you want to on it. But I take that to another level with the specialist side. So the specialist in my painting company means that we can also do custom art, murals. My son happens to be someone who loves working with clay. So we can even do sculpting. So we take it to the creative side with the specialist stuff.
Okay. And You said when you feel like glass, I don't think I've ever heard a woman say that. Like when we feel like glass, there's an issue. I could only imagine. That's a conversation. Can you talk about, for someone who says, I do want to get into painting, or into construction, you hinted on the education. You just didn't do it. You went to a great HBCU, only like maybe second behind in that region, behind Grambling State, because that's where I went. That's where my wife and I went. You went through the HBCU circuit. I need you to kind of talk about that, because I also think you played volleyball, if I'm not mistaken. You
I did.
tied in. How did your college dream and what you're doing now, how did that all align, or was there a whole 180 after college?
Wow, that probably leads into some of the reasons why I got the nonprofit going. But what the HBCU experience does for you is, or even the college experience probably, because when you're out there, you're on your own. You got to wake yourself up to go to work, to school, to class, to practice. We practice at 6 a.m. in the morning. Being a college athlete, a student athlete is what they call us. That's supposed to be really a nice thing to say. You're a student athlete. Well, nobody knows what that really means. Nobody knows that that means we've been working out all morning long and we got a 9 o'clock class. We've been running, we've been lifting weights, we've been doing a lot of things, and we're tired. So as an entrepreneur, if you're able to get the stamina to go from one thing to the other, and still maintain some level of thinking and processing, and able to deliver a conversation, finish a paper, complete a contract, have somebody call you on one side, you got something else going somewhere else. That's that multitask-minded thing you become if you're multitasking in college. That is maybe what I say Jackson State University, Jackson, Mississippi, gave me, because that's what we experienced all the time as student athletes. Now, I did go back to school after that to get an AS degree in construction management. Now, what that did was allow me, once I decided to be in the industry more, kind of refine what I know about the industry, of course. I mean, now I need to know how to read plans. Now I need to know how to understand the process from the beginning to end. If you want to go into a painting company, for instance, knowing how to paint is important. Everybody thinks maybe that it's common sense. And I used to too, because I bought on some kids once, because I couldn't wait. As soon as I start painting, I moved up here and started my company. I couldn't wait to let me get some kids in. I want to show them how to do this. Everybody, if you learn a trade, you will always have money. You will always be able to get a job. So I'm like, bring them on. I had a woman who had an agency out of a community center in the neighborhood of Orlando. I said, just vet them with, it's going to be hot. You're going to be tired. I don't want to hear it. I'm paying you $75 a day. And if you kick butt, I'm going to give you $100 a day. But I don't want to hear nothing. Get out here and work. She did that. She's that kind of person. So when we got out there, I have four 18 to 23 year olds now going to help me paint a very small house, single story. If I was by myself, it'd take me a week. That's not spraying. That's, doing everything I need to do, rolling and brushing. I had four people. It took us 2 weeks because they never painted before. And I had to spend the time to show them how to hold a roller, how to hold a brush. So at the time, I wasn't spraying houses. And I think with a group that doesn't know how to spray, it would have been just as complicated because that could go horribly wrong, horribly fast. So to start a painting company, if you don't know how to paint, almost like a general contractor that doesn't know anything about any of the trades that they're hiring, you aren't as effective because you can't relate to what they're doing and what they're going through. So if you know how to do what you're working in or have had some manner of training that gave you the hands-on aspect, because I'm telling you, chapter 12 is nothing like the 12th day of a project. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. I don't care what you think because you got a master's degree in painting. If you never painted a wall, you are going to be crap at it. You're not going to have the temperament to know how to keep one color off of the other, or how to do it quickly and how to do it efficiently. So if you want to be a painter, do it.
For the student out there, can you educate them on, because right now, after you're done paying your student loans, and thank God I don't have to deal with Sallie Mae ever again in my life, what would you say as far as, degree? Because you went from a BS to getting an AS, and then you got your MBA. Have all of those degrees, of course, in hindsight, you're like, probably you can make it make sense. But if you were to tell, the 17-year-old now thinking about, I'm going to go to school and I have to take loans because I don't have money, what would be, if they wanted to follow in your footsteps, would they get the AS first, then the BS, then the MBA? What would you say?
That's cute. Well, first, the MBA can't happen before the other two. I don't think America allows that process. I didn't pay for any of those. I got a scholarship for volleyball for the BS. I went to the college that I wanted to go to for my AS, and I asked questions, and I end up finding a grant that supported the AS. The MBA was paid for also. I was doing some research and I saw that there was an essay that I had to write to the spouses of the Black Caucus in Washington, the spouses of the Congressional Black Caucus. And I wrote an essay to tell them why I wanted my master's degree and what I was going to do with it. First of all, it's hard to find a grant for a master's degree. That was God-given and divine all day long to find that. So I wrote that essay. And I won a chance to get that degree paid for. There's free money for almost everything. You have to do the research, but the best way to do it is to go to a college and talk to the departments and the professors, because mind you, they get money from alumni all the time. Sometimes they get money that they're waiting for either the right student that they see they want to sow into, or someone asks, because they can't let everybody know. They don't have enough, so they can't advertise that. And you don't want to be showing favoritism or something that looks non-politically correct. You want to give people that want it, that have the heart for it, that are ready to use the money wisely and use it for what they want to do. So go to the colleges. But now, before we stay at the college level, that goes into the trades though. And I'm getting ready to start my YouTube page that's going to show the track we're on now there. I just met a contractor yesterday. His conversation was this: everybody is saying go to college. First of all, college isn't for everybody. But they're also saying when you go to college, like you said, you get loans, you got to pay off those loans. And then sometimes you graduate in something that hasn't, you graduate and you don't get a job in what you graduated in. Or you get a job that is so low in pay, you can barely buy the clothes that you need to look good on your job. If you get a trade, first of all, you're not going to have to take out that kind of loan. Second of all, the opportunities that you will gain will be at such a high level. Very few trades make less than, let's go with a low number. This is a low number, $16 an hour. Most, especially painters, will start at $20 an hour. Construction has a very high paying opportunity on all levels. You go in on a trade, you got a chance to become a foreman pretty quickly. And then you got a chance to become in charge of teams of people. And then you got a chance to go everywhere and anywhere you want to, including becoming a business owner. Because if you're good at painting, i.e. myself, then you decide you know how to pick the painters that's going to do the job, that's going to get you money. So a trade is okay. Most people want to be afraid of trades because of the glass factor. Most women, most people want to be afraid of, but you can get your hands soft again. You can get your hair done. You can cover your hair. You can do the things in a trade that you cannot do in a regular situation. But now consider this: construction also has marketing, social media, accounting, finance, project management. Even computer technology is a part of construction. So going from, instead of college, going into a construction company and starting at some level there, you can move around in a whole bunch of places. You don't have to worry about that alone. Just start banking.
I second that, because it was after a master's degree in a time that I needed it, and getting into the oil field and meeting all these 20-something-year-old people, houses were paid off because of the amounts of money that we were making. So if in hindsight you could do it again, first get your trade, and then if you really want to get that liberal arts degree, which you probably won't after making six figures, your life will be different. It worked for me, but it was not an easy road, I tell everybody. But I met my wife during the process, and so I don't want to go back to, oh, if I would have did it like this, because I would have never met her. And I met many of friends and many people I still do business with that we work together now. Business is one thing. You stunned it on us, and her education was free. That's how, for the real sharp people, y'all, when they can get it for free 99, that's a beautiful thing. Before we get into your next venture, it's my signature question, so I have to ask, what is your community give back? Because it seems to be skill four is it. So I'm taking that question away from you at the same time asking, what is your community give back, and tell us all about Skill 4?
Well, that is it. And you know what? Even as a contractor, being able to train my own people is a good thing to do. I mean, a painter is only as good as the care that they take of a customer's property. And while a resume says you have 5 years, all right, well, what does that mean? Does that mean if you get some paint on the garbage can that's sitting over there in the corner and you think nobody's going to see it, you're going to wipe that off? All right. So I need to be able to bring people in and train them to think the way I know customers want their properties treated. So my give back is to make sure as I grow, I also figure out a way to teach others how to be either that trade and or think the possibility of getting more. That's probably our tagline, the skill to be more. You know, skill for more is how we go through social media. That's what you can find us under, skill for more. But the skill to be more is what it's all about. So I decided, first of all, being a woman in construction for over 30 years, usually I was the only one on the site that was in a management level position. It didn't give me any problems because I knew how to read plans. I knew what I was supposed to do. So as long as I was in charge of what that moment needed to be, the guys didn't treat me any other way. I did cater to, I guess, the care that I gave to some of the guys I worked with. It's nurturing. It's easy to do, but also having a language effort. For instance, Spanish is a prevailing language in Miami. So if you're in Miami and you don't even act like you can speak Spanish, then they're not going to speak English to you. But when I try to speak Spanish, then they would try to speak English. So what that showed me is, okay, all right, don't even get into this is the USA, this is UADA, forget all of that. Get whatever language help you can get to do your job. So I speak construction Spanish. I can tell them about the trash. I can tell them where they need to go. I can tell them what day of week. So you want to engage yourself in whatever language you need, in whatever manner you can, so that you can succeed in whatever industry you're in. So I take that at heart when I get into an opportunity to bring other people on to learn how to be in construction. And that's kind of what put me into skill four, trying to get the women to realize, don't run. It's the dirt isn't that bad. You can go take a shower. You're talking about getting opportunities that are so few. There's less than 12% women in the construction industry. Period. United States, 12%, really? And what has happened is there was a company that called me recently and said, April, I heard you're training women in construction. We want a girl. We want a girl to be a superintendent. They're a hotel renovations company. We need a girl. We found out that women superintendents are more detailed. They're just more meticulous. And we like that and we need that in hotel renovations. I sent them one. But I also heard electricians say they like women because one, their hands are a little smaller. But two, they just are just so much more detailed and focused. Now, I'm not saying all women are that, but the consistency of what has been found is that women are bringing something to the industry that the men are now recognizing and they want it around. But there aren't enough of us to fill those jobs. So I decided Skill 4 is going to be more engaged with trying to find, especially those aging out of foster care, because you age out of foster care, 50% of those kids become homeless. It's crazy. So we want to try to help grab that before they get to that point. And then other young girls, high school, early college, help them understand you can become a project engineer. You can become a BIM engineer, which is building management, building marketing. BMI, building material. I'm messing up. I actually forgot what BMI building. It's a type of software that's gonna building modeling. So it's gonna type a type of software that's gonna allow you to use a computer to put an entire system in 3D. But anyway, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to allow people to recognize that construction opportunities are vast, and the industry right now is suffering. For every four that's retiring, only one is replacing them. So that's
Wow.
my give back, is to help them recognize the opportunities are there.
Hello, everyone. Join us on an exciting journey with Explore the World Cameroon. London and Sydney will take you explore Cameroon, the heart of Africa. Experience the vibrant culture, nature, and traditions from Yaoundé Market to rainforest adventures. Every beach and a new discovery. Enjoy the Cameroonian food, music, and wildlife with our explorers. This book is a true celebration of Cameroon spirit. Get your copy now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and through your library and bookstores via Ingram Spark. Don't miss this adventure.
Well, with that, do they have to be in Central Florida with you? Is there any virtual program? Because I've dealt with youth who are in whether it's drug rehab or psych wards and about to graduate, and it's always interesting depending on the state. You'll have 17-year-olds say, "I am going to at 18 be a man." And I, because my mother was on services, I'll be on services, but I'm going to be grown. And they graduate into services. And you're like, hold on, let's get you a job while you're here or some type of training, which is easier said than done, especially if they have a criminal past, a violent past, but it can be done. Do they have to be in Central Florida? Is there any virtual? And if someone is in, foster care right now, how do they tell their social worker how to connect with you right now? Because that's something that is necessito.
That's an excellent question. First, BMI is building information, building modeling information. I had to get that correct. Building modeling information. There is a way to do it virtually. So I am a certified NCCER instructor, and we are able to do online classes for what would give the core construction understanding, reading plans, understanding some of the power tools, a safety introduction, some of the processes of where it starts and where it ends, a little bit of career development, and how to deal with people on a job site. The other side is I work with an organization called STEM Exposure. They're out of Tampa. They are currently teaching SketchUp. And I'll give you her information, Robin Donaldson. So they're teaching SketchUp. SketchUp is a base level architectural software. They're teaching it now in Africa, in several different locations in Africa. The last time she had a class, she must have had 100 kids from different continents all over the place in Africa, It's hard to me calling Africa, the different places in Africa, a state. I think that's an improper, that's wrong. There are individual continents in the, in a large continent. It is an amazing country. So she teaches that online, and because SketchUp is such that it can be interactive. If you're on a screen, she gets a student software for them. And then the kids that are teaching it now are the ones who've learned from her going forward. So she's got kids that are in colleges in Zimbabwe that are now instructors because they decided to become architects. Now that's the sadder percentage. There's less than 2% women, Black women especially, in architecture. Less than 2%. That stat
Wow.
hasn't changed. It hasn't changed in double digit years. So getting more women in that, and there's a so that can be taught online. Now, if they're local, what'll happen though for the ones that are out of the state, there's a performance evaluation that does have to happen. Now, the performance evaluation, it has to be in person because we got to see how they traverse a ladder. We need to see how they if they can recognize a power tool, and in some cases we'll have them to turn it on because we want that safety element understood. That either can be something that I find another organization that works with NCCER there to do the performance evaluations, or we set up something where I can get there. And since most of it will be hybrid, the cost to bring me to do the performance evaluation wouldn't be very high. Because we talk about a plane ticket and maybe at least a night in a hotel. But for me, the performance evaluation stops at recognizing something. It really doesn't lend them to the actual use of those power tools, which is what Skill 4 does. We at least give them at least 2 weeks to 4 weeks to make something so they can now really get acclimated to what they just learned, use those plans. Use that design understanding to make something. Now they leave that national certification, which is what NCCER is, a national certification that they can take anywhere. When they take that card to someone and say, they see that they've had this training, they come away with an OSHA 10, they come away with an understanding, and they're not going to start at whatever that base level salary is because they know that this kid knows a lot more, and I can fast track them into being a foreman soon. And they won't have to stay in that skill trade as long because they need more managers than anything these days. The other thing that can happen is to reach me, they would go to my website, which is skill4.org, www. Skill, like in talent, for the number, .org. And there are different ways that we can figure to set up either hybrid or let me help them find an organization in their area that works with NCCR that I can coordinate, that we can probably do something with so that they can get a little bit more. That's the one thing I'm doing now is trying to meet more organizations that do what I do because it's not about skill four. I'm not trying to get the shine. I'm trying to get the people what they need to get to where I've been and where they can go. And the more we do together, the more people we can affect. So, because I'm on the underside of a career over 30 years, I'm here, I'm getting ready to peak. I want to get stuff coordinated, organized, so I don't have to continue to do the work. So I want to train more people to become NCCR instructors. They can only be that if they're experienced in construction. Get the foundation set up so that I then don't have to be there all the time. And just kind of check in on it and make sure it's doing what it needs to do.
I love it. I love it. And there's a need, and we're all connected with our Black chambers, and for the dedicated, we go lobby in Tallahassee every year as a collective. But the Black chambers then reaching out to the Black nonprofits are and all the nonprofits that they're connected to, because the skills that these kids need, I mean, almost you need them in high school. By college age, it's too late. You need money at 18 when you think you know everything and want to tell people, what you ain't gonna do in their house. So, with that, is there any, there's a nonprofit out here, many nonprofits out here in Palm Beach County, but Talented Teen Club, where the mainly girls, but they also have some men. Is there anything like an online package? Because with many people who deal with kids, it's the kids are the money. So folks are reluctant sometimes to share their kids, but kids need your knowledge. So is there any franchise package or anything where they can just kind of, I'm going to get it. If we can't afford to fly you in, great. If not, maybe you have, since you're starting your YouTube, you say, tutorials teaching them where at home, wherever they are, they can then be signed off by an adult that they did the work, and then later on maybe signed off by you. I don't know how that works. I don't want you to be on American Greed. I just want everybody to get the game. So,
I mean, there is a portal that I have that is a teaching portal on my site. When I'm engaging kids, I have access to things that they can learn with a password and going there to do. It's a little more difficult because you don't want to end up being the same thing school is. Page 12, chapter 12 is nothing like the 12th day inside the field. It's just not. I don't even want to set up an atmosphere where you can come in, here you go. And no, I do have what the curriculum looks like. I do have the titles of the curriculum on my website, but we don't want to make it, it has to be engaging. And kids today, if they're not engaged, they don't want to come in the first place. So in fact, there's a virtual software that I found that's like a gaming headpiece and handheld stuff that can teach auto mechanics, culinary school, safety, and the use of tools. It's expensive, but it's one that kids will be more engaged with, even driving a crane. I met a crane operator yesterday. They have a huge company, first black crane company I'd ever seen, huge company. And there's a software to introduce being a crane driver. It's a scary thing to be a crane driver because you mess up, you kill a lot of people quickly. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you what we're doing right here. So, and this is what other organizations may be able to do. So there's a church that bought a compound. And I call it a compound because it has several buildings. Their sanctuary has been renovated already, state-of-the-art sanctuary. A beautiful teen center, nice, state-of-the-art stuff. But there's one building on the second floor, 5,000 square feet of it, is unfinished, needs renovations really bad. Someone saw me at an event for girls and asked the pastor of the church, she called me and said that we want to start a skills training program at our church. So I came out, I looked at what they have. So the advantage to what we're going to do is our training is going to be the actual renovation of that floor. And this is going to be the type of trade skills that the colleges aren't currently teaching. Now, mind you, yes, there are tech schools and there are colleges that teach, but they teach air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing. There's a high school here that teaches construction, same three, but they added carpentry. So now what'll happen in some of the trade schools is they might build an entire tiny home, but you'll pass through each of those finishes. You'll pass through painting, you'll pass through that stuff. But if you don't get a focused opportunity to work on that stuff, you aren't ready to go out to be a flooring person. You still don't know what to expect and you don't know how to deal with the problems. So I want to address the finishing trades. So drywall, painting, carpentry, and flooring are the focal points for this project. By the time these people finish this project, they're going to be ready to go. So when I get everybody involved, I'm going to find the best backs, the best knees. Okay, you get to be a flooring person. By the time we finish this project, they're going to be ready for, and my request to all people that are coming out to get these people, $20 an hour, minimum starting, because they're going to be skilled. So what we've done already is we've met with Orange County's Community and Family Services, who has patrons that need a living wage. These are people who have families. They can't find a living wage. And Florida sucks at giving good pay at other jobs besides construction. Construction pays well, I'm here to tell you guys. So they're going to send people to us to train, and they have a budget for that. a budget that supports training for their patrons. So they're going to send people for that. Career Source of Central Florida, same thing. And they have a group that they're going to do something with teenagers potentially, because you have to be at least 16 years old to be on a job site. So they're going to come. And then there are other organizations, like there's a group called Redemption House. These young men took their money to get some homes, fix them up, and put gentlemen, young men in there that are transitioning from something, either prison or from foster care, and they're going to get that training. So the one thing that's been holding me back from really being able to aggressively do what I'm talking about doing is having a facility that will allow me to either do mock-ups and tear down, mock-up, tear down, and get everybody to do what they need to do. But now that I have that, April 23rd is going to be our second walkthrough. The people that are coming through are funders who are going to provide money, people that are going to pull from those trade people that are training, Warden Smith, Turner Construction, Construct 2. There's a lot of construction companies that are going to come to this so they can see where they can get what they need really, really bad. Albu Associates. So the third day, the third walk is going to be artists. So I'm going to bring some artists from Orlando area to come out, and they'll see what we have because we're going to do some murals on the buildings. But I don't want to just have somebody else come out and do murals. Painting isn't just murals. I mean, painting isn't just walls. Like I told you, my specialty is murals. So we're going to also tap into that creative skill of some of those kids who don't want to do this. Maybe you want to be an artist. Let's show you how to do some murals. There's going to be a social media guy out there. So we're going to be training in social media. There's going to be a person that's going to walk around. It's going to be safety coordinator. That's what they're going to do the whole time. So mind you, I can't really engage some of the jobs that I want to if something isn't happening. So what we're hoping is when we finish this, that other churches or other organizations that have buildings that they need renovating and can't figure out how they're going to get that done, well, they hire us and hire by saying, bring us in. You got to put some kind of skin in the game. You know, there's some kind of money you put in, but I've got organizations now that are going to back what we're doing because everybody knows construction is suffering. So we're going to have money coming in. You have money coming in. We pay our trainers, and people are going to get jobs immediately. So not in the 1 to 2 years that it takes to go to the trade schools or even the colleges. They take their time, and that's okay. They need money. You got to keep you there for a year to get that year of money. Well, we're going to do it in 4 weeks to 16 weeks. You finish what we have, you're going to be ready for a job. And you're going to learn more than just how to do it. You're going to learn that thing I told you about. If you get some paint on the garbage can that looks like nobody sees it, you're going to clean that off. If I give you 20 screws to do something and you only use 10, 10 screws need to be left over. There's going to be more than just how to do, because that's the problem that sometimes we have. We get people to come out there and might know how to do the work, but everything else is crap. We'd still lose the project because everything else about the job is terrible. So we've got to change attitudes. We've got to change the perspective of how everybody comes into a job site. That's going to make it better across the board.
I love it. I love it. Now, you say the podcast is coming on YouTube. Hopefully it will get on Spotify and everywhere else you can monetize as well. What about the book or the manual? Is it done? When can we expect that?
That's cute. I love the close-up. No. So it's not going to be a podcast as much as it's going to be the social media storytelling of what's going on, what events are happening. For instance, we already did our first. My nonprofit board members were able to give me enough money where I paid a videographer. He came out to the first walkthrough. He's putting that together. That's going to be on there. The two students that have been the most successful with my organization have just now both gotten their first. One guy, listen, this is my best story. This young man has never, ever done anything in construction. I mean, nothing. He did go to school to become a mechanical engineer, but he didn't like it anymore. So he didn't graduate. He finished 3 or 4 years, but he didn't graduate. So an organization called Landron, a company, Landron Inc., is a hotel renovator. And I used to work for them for a while, and there was some layoffs. So they'll call me back every now and then just to be a superintendent, 1099, if I'd like to work for them. They pay well. But they work 6 days a week. And that's the other thing about construction now. You work a lot of times 6 days a week, or you work long hours. You will have to do that sometimes. So I told them, I can't, if I come back to you now, 6 days a week, the hours you work out, everything I'm doing will stop. The only way I'm going to do this is if you let me bring an intern. Let me bring somebody in there that I can teach how to become a superintendent of hotel renovations. I said, yes. So what that's going to allow me is I can come in a little bit later in the morning or leave early in the afternoon because I'll have somebody acclimated to what's going on, what to pay attention to, and call me if you need anything. This young man worked with me for, I want to say, 6, 7 months. First construction job, never knew anything about how to read plans. Never knew anything about what the inside of a wall looked like. When he finished that project with me, it took about a month. He is now working as a project coordinator at a small commercial company because commercial companies pay even better than residential builders. Now, I've worked for a residential builder. That was fun. It's really cool building houses, but commercial is good money. This boy is not only doing project coordinator, he's negotiating contracts. He went on site. I said, "What'd you find out? You know, was an interesting challenge." She said, "Well, I found out that because I read plans, and everybody doesn't know how to read plans like I thought." He thought, you know, you think a subcontractor who does the job well and does it fast knows how to read plans. Well, that's not always the case. And if you're somebody that's managing a job and you don't know how to read plans, you're gonna get in trouble. Something's gonna go wrong. So he has been able to accomplish everything he needed quickly. He's making $55,000 a year, first job in construction. Come on, who gonna get you that?
Can you tell us, besides the NCCER that you get with you, what other things did he get? Did he have to get like a PMP to get that
No,
type of job?
he didn't even get NCCER. All he got was on the job training. So even this project I'm doing, where we're going to be training, so for the city of Orlando to get involved in CareerSource, we do have to offer the certification. That's kind of what their grant money requires. You know, you get a grant for stuff, they got criteria. You can't do this, you can't do that, you got to do this, we'll give you $1,000. Okay. But you can also just get skills training. We'll give you a certification that says what you learned. We'll give you a piece of paper that you could take it to your jobs to show all the things that you have become a master at, or at least achieved. That's all he got. He got nothing else. So now his resume is college, unfinished college degree, bartender, Kiki's server, and assistant superintendent, trainee. Construction. That's all. But it's set because the industry is suffering, y'all. Hear me. It's suffering. If you can show you have been exposed and you have a familiarity enough, and they know what he doesn't know, but what he does know is enough. Now, college gave him that. College did give him the temperament to be consistent with studying. The college gave him follow up. If you don't follow up, you're not going to get your registration done. Remember registration day? Oh my God, registration. Huh? That's the HBCU experience right there. Registration day? Oh my goodness. If you don't learn how to follow through, go talk to somebody, call the right person, call the next person, call somebody who's supposed to call to know you. It's a journey. If you know how to do that, pick up the phone, follow up, communicate with people. Then you bring that into a world that shows you a process that has to do with stacking stones, putting up walls, and now making phone calls to make sure whoever's supposed to put the wall up today is going to show up. Then you're ready. But you need somebody to show you how to think that way. And then now you can pull together the stuff that you are. I call it discovering talent. So we're helping people discover their talent. What is your talent? Is your talent a communicator? Is your talent working with your hands? And you know, is your talent being a boss? And being a boss don't mean cussing and yelling at people. Some people have been that. You know, some people you think need that. Fact of the matter is, what they need is someone that knows what they're doing and gonna help you understand you know what you're doing. That's all he got. And he said he carried himself in such a way where he was comfortable because he knew something. And those people are sewing into him, they are giving him all kinds of exposure. because it's a small company. Now, the young lady, she worked for a renovator for about the same renovator I told you about when they called for a woman for about 6 to 8 months on a Disney project. She, kind of followed around, but she came to a training with me where she learned a little bit about painting. We talked about the process of drywall. Reading the plans probably was her most effective learning tool, understanding how to look at plans and documents and know what's in them so you can do what you need to do and make sure what's being done is correct. She's getting ready to work at Wharton Smith as an intern, as a field engineer. And that's because she decided to stay in college. She had a 2-year degree coming out of high school. Sometimes you can get that dual education thing while you're in high school and get some college courses. So she has her AS, and now she's going to get her degree. She has 2 more years. So Wharton Smith has an internship opportunity, and so, most big companies do, where she'll work 30 hours. She can get overtime if she wants. She's making $19.50 an hour, and she's going to learn a lot. She's going to learn both field stuff and office stuff. So I call that project engineering, which is office stuff, learning how to do what needs to be done with the process of paperwork and plans and documents and changes. And then field stuff is going out in the field and recognizing what's being done right, what's being done wrong, and when something else has to happen in its order. She's getting ready to do all of that. She's 21 years old. And she
Awesome.
is with a big commercial construction company. She getting ready to make a lot of money.
And that's where we're gonna leave it, y'all, because that's what you want to hear to the end, how someone makes some money, how you can make some money in, some different ways. Because on social media, I know everybody's rich, everybody is retired, the mother, the grandmother, and their kids. But this is game that you can use. Miss April, let the people know where they can find you. What if you have the name for your YouTube channel already, please, throw it out. And if you have the link, I'll put the description down there below. But yeah, give us the game where they can connect.
All right, well, Skill for More is how you can find the Skill for organization in all the social media platforms. Skill for More. And that's the name of the YouTube page, as far as I can remember. I haven't put anything up there. Skill for More. And then I gave you the website, skillfor.org. My painting company is A. Renee Painting Specialist. So that'll be A. And then a dot or A and then a dash, Renee's painting specialist. So that website is the email address for that is quality at a dash Renee painting.com, which is the website, a dash Renee painting.com.
And the links will be in the description. So for the listeners out there, because majority of you listeners, or if you just found us out, I always have the descriptions of their business below. So you don't have to be driving and saying, "Oh man, let me try to write this down." No, I don't want you. I want you to be safe. I want you to be cool. Because a lot of truck drivers, like I claim to still be, because I still keep my CDL. You guys can go check that out when you stop the car. Thank you, Miss April, for the game. And thank you, audience, for listening, especially for those of you who have been able to stay to the end. I want you to make sure you like this game, make sure you subscribe to this game, but more importantly, make sure you share this game with everybody. It will change their life. Be blessed, y'all.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings? Or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.